new house and asking all the spirits that have lived here to leave and create space for the new. I'm going to bless this home, get in my car, and head back to my mom's house and all that awaits me, knowing that I'm fully sourced, my needs are met, and I'm here to do what's mine to do. Whatever's going on for you today, may you take the time to commune with Mother Nature and breathe. May you take the time to say a prayer for yourself and others and include your enemies or the ones you feel disconnected with. May you take the time to be still and give thanks. May you take the time to lend a helping hand. Day 42. Keep your opinions to yourself. I've got a lot in my head today. I had a relationship challenge prior to going into meditation, and during it, I was observing the thoughts and opinions that were going through my mind. Why did they do this or that? How come they didn't wait for this? How come they didn't wait for that? There was this amazing process of my mind putting a complete filter in front of my thinking as it relates to another person and the choices they made. I grew up in a culture where everyone had opinions about everybody else. In fact, it was not uncommon for people to talk about other people and constantly give opinions about what they were doing right or wrong and what they should or shouldn't do. I have found that I am always very skeptical about sharing my intimate thoughts and feelings about the direction of my life because I don't necessarily want to hear people's opinions. At the same time, I'm very conscious about giving opinions because it's been such a natural thing to do. I'm in a situation now where I have many opinions, but it's not appropriate for me to share them. I haven't been asked, for one thing. It can be hard to keep thoughts to ourselves sometimes. It may be difficult to witness the stress or the pressure that somebody is going through because of their choices, but in the end, what is it that I'm really here to do? I'm here to listen to that person and pray for them and be as compassionate as I can. I don't think I'm here to have an opinion, especially if I'm not asked, because really, an opinion is just what somebody can say through their own experience, value system, and belief system. Opinions about myself and things in my own life can be tricky, too. I just found this dry erase board where I had written my intentions for this year and all of the speaking and business goals as well. Above it is the Flow Group questionnaire, the interview questions provided by Kyle Cease's team to guide the submission video I had to create. Looking back over the paperwork, I realized I had created some significant opinions about what was going to happen, though none of it was really promised. This is really about me forgiving myself. That's what I'm extending to myself today. I was so desperate for guidance and help. I felt exhausted in February because I had taken things as far as I could on my own and wasn't yielding results. I understand what I was seeking through this flow group experience, and I still don't necessarily think that it was bad that I wanted specific things from the weekend. It became a problem when I didn't get those things. I came out of the weekend feeling like a failure and a fool for putting so much pressure on the experience. And so I just have to forgive myself and be okay with what's going on right now, which is not a whole lot. I look at the goals from the new year, and now I need to give myself permission to wipe this board clean and start again. I get to create a flight to Los Angeles to go to a Michael Beckwith meditation retreat at the end of May. I said yes to that, thinking that all sorts of financial things were going to happen in Alaska, and they didn't. I feel that familiar nervousness. Where's the money going to come from? I feel that shame about, once again, having something to do and seemingly not having any money to do it. It's challenging to vibrationally stay above this sinkhole that always threatens to bring me down. I don't want to feel shame or nervousness. Those feelings are debilitating and don't help me. I'm just hoping that whatever this all is, it's something meaningful and purposeful. At the same time, I'm reminding myself that there's not something outside of me. I keep looking outside of myself for something to tell me what to do. And even though I may call it God and say I'm seeking God's guidance, in the end, I'm the one that has to choose. Day 43. What are you bringing to the chaos? I had my weekly affirmative prayer call with Kaleem today, and we started talking about the outer world and what's happening in our country. I believe that the outer world is always a representation of the inner world, and that ultimately, this is really a powerful and important purification time. Not to say that we shouldn't be talking about what's happening, or we shouldn't be concerned about what's happening, but that we should be as attentive to what we're each holding internally and individually, whether it's conscious or not, whether it's current or ancestral. The tough question I ask myself is, what parts of Donald Trump are in me? Maybe you might answer, none. Or maybe there's some compassion and understanding because at some point you've been locked in survival mode and wanted to get rid of everything and everyone who threatened you. I think it's important that we balance some of this with this spiritual work that brings us inward. I look at the people surrounding Mr. Trump and think, when did I not stand up for truth? When did I stand up for truth? When did I not do the right thing because I was concerned about what other people were going to say? When did I put my needs in front of the collective needs? When did I not take away the keys from the person who shouldn't be driving? We have an opportunity to check in first with ourselves, and yes, then certainly hold all of these other people accountable to what is going on, because this is our country, this is our democracy, and this is our government. If you go to a party or an event and the energy feels off, you have a few options. You can walk out. You can become the negative energy of the room. You can also bring your energy to the room. You can be the presence of love and of harmony. You can be the light in the room. That's something I'm working on today. With the time I spend online looking at the news, I'm thinking, what am I bringing to a room that's filled with chaos and confusion? What am I doing with my creative powers and my words and my thoughts to help usher in that which I desperately want to see? There have to be enough of us who are also willing to turn away from the chaos and drama and turn towards the greater truth seeking to emerge through this specific time. The great Ernest Holmes used to say, "We don't deny the broken leg. It's clearly broken. However, at some point, we have to turn away from the leg and the conditions and turn toward a greater truth." If you are spiritually inclined, that means turning from the material world toward the spiritual world, which comes first. Truly, we use spiritual laws all the time. When we buy seed packets at the store, we choose based on the end result, what we want to grow. Somehow, packed into the seed is the fullness of the flower, fruit, or vegetable. I don't know how it works. My job is to pick what I want to grow. I buy seeds knowing the plant is somehow in there. I stick the seed in the cold, dark dirt, knowing that that's where it's supposed to go. Somehow, everything in the dirt helps the seed crack open. There are these laws that I can't see, the laws of growth, that are going to draw from the seed, through the dense dirt, the thing itself. We can't see this, but that doesn't stop us from expecting to get exactly what we planted. This is happening for us now. We have to decide, what are we bringing into this room that's clearly filled with chaos and drama? Donald Trump is who he is. Anybody who thought that Donald Trump was going to show up as a different person in the White House was kidding themselves. Isn't this what people wanted? The very thing he's always been? This is a man who created a reality TV show over firing people, and we got off on it as a country. Are we getting off on it now? When we were watching it on reality TV, we weren't necessarily affected by it. It's a different story when the reality TV show is now the president of the United States. It's a different story when your firing of others affects the entirety of a nation. No mistake about it. Mr. Trump is doing the only thing he knows how to do, protect himself and his survival. He surrounded himself with people who are there to help him with that. So, what is ours to do? When Barack Obama received the John F. Kennedy Award, he said something that stuck with me. He was talking about the wonderful quote from Martin Luther King Jr. about the long arc of history bending toward justice. He said that the arc doesn't bend on its own. We're here to reach up and grab it with our own lives, acts, and words. We can take hold of that arc and bend it towards that which we desire. That's powerful, and this is a powerful time. Today, I'm realizing that I have to minister to myself. Being confused and uncertain has been a very real experience for me. However, today, I'm wondering, is it real? Or is it a story that I've identified with, and consequently, all of my senses tell me that it's real? But what if it isn't? I'm not trying to dismiss my experience because that doesn't feel right, but I'm sensitive to the stories I tell and my identification as them. As I was praying with and for Kaleem today, I heard a Camille who was tremendously clear, who wasn't confused, and who had a higher perspective. That is all within me for myself as well. I am my own answer. I have to minister to myself. I have to love and forgive myself and be gentle. I have to reach my hand out to the me that feels like I'm drowning in quicksand and pull. I am powerful. Day 44. This is what radical transformation requires. I was online to learn more about the caterpillar, the chrysalis, and the butterfly. I can relate to many of the magical processes the caterpillar goes through to become the butterfly. I learned that it's incredibly important not to disturb the chrysalis phase. You can kill the caterpillar and the butterfly if you do. This is such a powerful understanding for myself, for you, and for all of us. When we are going through the chrysalis, whether you call it the dark night of the soul or depression, the time in which we are deeply in ourselves, we are in the soup of transformation. It's just an amazingly interesting thing, the soup of transformation. If you could see inside a cocoon, it would seemingly be a gooey mess. But inside the mess are the transformational cells and the newly emerging cells of the butterfly. This meditation experience is like a cocoon, and I call it sacred. I have been going through the transformational stage yet again, and my caterpillar self knows exactly what to do. Die to the old and birth what is seeking to emerge. It's a beautiful and tender way to frame what I'm going through, what we're all going through. It's important to allow for the cocoon and the chrysalis. Know that it's valuable to bow to the need to withdraw or tend to the self. To be quiet and still, to reduce the stimuli of your life. It's purposeful, and it's designed to create a space so that a fuller you, a fuller me, can emerge. I feel the emergence happening today. I'm grateful for that, and I allow the process to be and take however long it needs. I'm not rushing anything. I don't want to force myself out of my cocoon faster than the perfect timing of it all. I just trust that whatever is seeking to come forth, it's emerging from the soup of this transformation. Transformation is something new coming from the old. Esther Hicks, a powerful speaker and channeler, shows me how to write the new story and how to use my words to design and imagine what I truly want. My words and imagination call things in through the actual storytelling of what I truly desire. Today I realized I don't want to be wrapped up in the world's problems, but I don't want to be completely disconnected from them either. I want to be right on the edge. I want to be close enough to see and understand the issues and removed enough to be available to the solutions of the problems. If I'm too deep in it, I won't be available to the solutions. I'd be giving up my space to the problem versus being available for the answers seeking to emerge. This is what I want us to understand. We have an opportunity to be mindful and conscious of what is happening in our country, our state, our community, our family, and in our lives. We have to consciously choose where we're going to stand. I'm consciously choosing to make myself available to ride that edge, to be aware of what's happening, but to also be available to the solution that's seeking to emerge and is coming from the outer world of harmony and peace, a world that works for everyone. I don't want to be a vibrational match to the problem through my words and thoughts. One of the ways that we do that is by speaking the new way. The new way of speaking is not about judging the old way of being in the problem. That's just what's theirs to do and not mine. It takes a lot of courage and confidence and a sense of clarity to be the one that's not speaking about what's happening, that's not reiterating the story, that's not restating the headline. Speaking the new way is to be the one that's coming into the group and saying, this is what the solution could be. This is what we need to imagine from the chaos and the problem. There have to be people who are holding the vibrational frequency of the solution within the problem. That's what I want to be. I want to be that for myself, for my family, for my communities, and for this world and this country right now. This is the power we have as individuals. We, the people. This division is really taxing us. Within that is an opportunity to decide what we want to bring to the chaos. Let us choose to release some of our attention from the world of effects, from the headlines, and be the place through which the solution can find some space. I'm grateful for the chrysalis phase and its transformational soup that looks like it's a mess, while at the center of it, the butterfly's wings are being formed. The caterpillar chooses to digest itself, to die to itself, so that it can create the space for the butterfly to emerge. Wow. Think about this today, deeply, as it relates to your own life. I am. Day 45. I got exactly what I asked for. After meditation this morning, I watched the video I submitted when I applied for the Flow Group months ago and took some notes about what I'd said. I declared that I was willing to let go of anything and everything getting in the way of me expressing the fullest and greatest Camille that I am here to be. I also talked about the gifts in my life that I'm aware of and how I'm open to the gifts that I haven't yet experienced. What I realized is that is clarity. Those are also very powerful commands to the universe, and so clearly the universe did the only thing it can do. It said yes. When I set my intention for those outcomes, I was probably attached to how that was going to happen. Truthfully, these things have been happening in their own ways. I've been going through a serious transformation. I thought I was done with transformation, as silly as that sounds. In that video, I said I'd let go of everything getting in the way of my highest self-expression and make space to experience new gifts and talents. Those are really big commands to the universe. Now I can see that the meditation fueled the collapse of my internal infrastructure. Over the past 45 days, meditation has allowed me to observe the thoughts of my mind that have mostly been unkind and harsh. These thoughts have set me up to see the world in a way that's not working for me, and all of that has to go to create space for the new me to emerge. This is a big deal. I do have an identity as a radio person. People know that version of me as Cece. I've been through my attachment to my own identity and thought, if I'm not Cece, if I'm not that persona, who and what am I? We all want the external validation of being seen and heard. We want to know that we matter. I'm recognizing that the collapse of my identity, my attachments, my internal thinking structure, and the infrastructure of my thoughts must happen for me to have what I say I want, an experience of the greatest Camille Conti I'm here to be. I'm looking again at the whiteboard that had all these core feelings, affirmations, and intentions for how I wanted to shape 2017. I went to erase it, to wipe the slate clean and reassess what I want to do. When I tried to erase it, there were certain things that didn't come off. How interesting. What remained after I wiped the board? Making an impact, reach 10,000 people, emotional frequency that creates my desires, vibrant strength and health, a steady growing base income, regular playfulness. Those aren't bad things to bring into this new day. They make up part of the vision I want to express through my work. Though I'm not sure I experienced all that was advertised for that Flow Group weekend, one thing is certain. I got exactly what I asked for. What a trip! Realizing that this came about differently than I thought it would or should also shows me that I had specific expectations pinned to how everything would look. What is it that we really want? Do we really want the things we say we want? Or do we want what we want only if it comes into our lives exactly how we think it should? I guess that's the difference between surrender and control. Today, I'm working on being receptive to the universe. If there's an invisible vortex that is holding the infinite potentiality of my beingness, wouldn't it just make total sense to receive that instead of pushing to achieve it? We're told we have to make things happen. We have to beat the pavement and be exhausted by the end of the day as proof that we've done it right. But today, I'm going to try something different. I'm going to communicate clearly to the universe that I am here to receive all the gifts that it has for me.